This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We head into the 4 o'clock hour. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., we'll be back next week. Matt Scravey didn't go anywhere. He's right over there. And we continue here on Gwynn and Chris. Hope you're enjoying our finally a Friday. You probably are enjoying it, unless you are a weather person.
I'm not even going to engage.
Don't go there.
I'm not going to engage.
We'll leave it alone. All right, we got Chris versus the fans coming up here shortly. Don't forget, at 5:30 today, we'll call out the name of our biggest fan. If it's you, and I know everybody on the chat wants it to be them.
It's true.
You'll have 10 minutes to call in and qualify for the grand prize, 20 tickets for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a Padre game later this season. That's coming up at 5:30. Do we have anything else to give away today? The prize closet is...
I'm making sure. Yeah, I've looked at it earlier. I think really today.
We gave away some Aztec tickets yesterday.
And we gave away two pairs of Aztec tickets. And then I think only thing we have today is. Yeah,
I don't know. All right, let's see if you can win a trip to see Alanis Morissette right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I lied, Chris. I lied about the prizes.
Oh, we have something.
I can't enter anything into this, but... We are supposed to have one more Kane Brown pair of tickets.
Oh.
But I'm looking at it, and there it says 5, but there's only 4 people in there, so I assume... Anyway, the program we use is very confusing, but we do have another pair of Kane Brown tickets, so...
Could you have just told us that without all the background information?
No, I gotta like, at least tell people why I lied.
All right, so we'll... Kane Brown...
Some point before coming up between now later. And the end of the show.
If you hear the Kane Brown song, you'll know and you'll call in to win those.
This. Don't call now, though. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. All right, now we can get into Chris versus the fans. The rules, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. And officially, I will read what you are going to be playing for today. 2 tickets to Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 24th. 2-night hotel stay October 23rd through the 25th at Flamingo Hotel and Casino. And a $100 gas card. Let's get to the first contestant for today.
It is.
I'm looking.
Oh, you don't have it yet.
Chris. Not you.
Oh.
Another Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Ready to play, Chris?
Ready to play. First time player.
All right, here we go. Question number two. What A's player just signed a 7-year extension with the team?
Oh, you got me on that one. Morrison.
I don't know if Chris knows.
That would have really been something if he had come up with just a random name and gotten it.
Yeah.
Lawrence Butler. New guy.
Man, I'm sorry, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Why do you have to do that, Chris?
Because I read the story today on the line. I apologize for getting it right.
I apologize for absolutely nothing.
No, I do. You think that I'm, you know, like hardcore on this. I don't feel good about taking away people's dreams, but yet I do it.
Taking away people's dreams. All right, let's go to Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Welcome in.
Hello.
Ready to play?
Always. This is number five.
What'd you say?
This is number five from last year's bracket.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
Now you know who I am.
I don't know what that means.
I finished fifth in the bracket last year. I beat your brother.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Our tournament bracket last year. Okay, fifth is pretty good. There was over 200 people. And yes, my brother was at the top, and he reminds me every single day that he was smarter than me. So,
and Chris, I'm getting ready to do what we do our second job of. Reffing volleyball.
Okay.
I'm going to get you on the volleyball side one of these days.
Probably not. Probably not, because the volleyball referees just stand at the top of a ladder.
Oh, my gosh. We're moving on.
What do you mean? Do you run back and forth?
Yes.
You do?
Like maybe 5 feet or so. It's perfect. All right. I'm still out of shape. It's perfect for me. That's why I'm trying to get in shape for basketball so I can do basketball with you.
I got you, David. All right,
Dave. All right.
Well, good luck here.
Yeah, here we go. Where does Ha Sung Kim play right now?
What team?
Plays for Tampa.
Tampa is correct. All right, let's move to question number two. Who leads the NBA's Western Conference right now?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Lakers.
I know.
Is that right, Grant? I thought.
No, OKC leads the
West. That's what I thought.
You
scared me because you didn't have any reaction over there. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for calling. Hopefully,
nice
you get Chris
talking to you.
Do
appreciate
some volleyball stuff here.
Maybe
shortly.
So. Side out. There you go. It's my volleyball referee impression.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Oh, I think, Aaron, did you play earlier this week?
Yes, I did the, I guess the lower amount.
Oh, she was in
the tiebreaker,
so this is legal.
Yes, but did you qualify?
Remind
you, I'm a first-time player.
Okay.
It's first time.
But did you already qualify for the prize? Did you get that right? I think you did.
I did, so am I not qualified from here on out?
Yeah, she's playing today. I'm making an executive decision.
Chris can't make an executive decision. Those are the rules I tell everyone.
I know, but Aaron's fun, and I want her to be on the show, and she's been trying
to
get through.
Well, she already got through this week.
All right.
All right, everybody out there, this is on Chris. Please don't message me.
Right. Don't message
Chris. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm even more nervous. What the heck?
Yeah.
All right, first-time player. Here we go. Question number two. Let's see. What National League West pitcher had the most strikeouts in a single game last year?
National League West. I don't know that one.
She doesn't
know. We're going to stay right there. Stay right there. Chris has to get it right.
Yeah, I think you're going to win this. Blake Snell? He had a lot, but I don't think that's probably not enough. Oh, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
Sorry. He had a big game. What did he get, 16? 17?
15.
15 was the most. Huh?
Jack Flaherty had the second most with 14.
Sorry, Aaron. But all right, you're now officially part of the Chris versus the Fans family.
Yes.
So play again.
I feel very uncomfortable that I seemed like I was this mean person right there.
But oh, so
I was actually just following the rules that we've been following for the
yes,
past 4 years.
And we have already discussed your ability to follow rules.
I follow them.
Not always.
All right. Let's go to Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. Are you ready to play?
Good luck.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Ready. Question number one. What big league team is going to play in the Yankees minor league stadium this season?
That's true.
Is that the Rays?
It is. Rays is correct.
Yeah. How about the Rays? They get to go to George Steinbrenner Field every day.
You know, I will give the Rays or the Yankees this. Or Steinbrenner's this. What's they put that? A lot of money into this stadium to help out a little bit with the Rays.
Right.
So I'll give them a couple kudos there. All right, question number two, Jack. Who is the catcher who recorded the final out of Dylan Cease's no-hitter last year?
Dylan Cease's no-hitter?
Yep.
Let's do Campy.
Campy. Nice job.
It was Campy.
Yes.
Very good.
I was hoping you didn't look up on the wall, Chris, at our newspaper with Dylan Cease and Campy hugging.
I didn't.
Okay, good.
No, that's good. Good job by you, Jack.
That is really good, because there was at least three choices. So, anyway. Here we go.
Third. He's on to the finale.
And final question for Jack. Here we go. Let me start this over. There are three starters. Oh my gosh, I'm dumb sometimes. I'm sorry about this. Hold on, Jack. I'm going to start one last time. There were three starters in 2024 to have at least six games with 10 plus strikeouts.
My God.
Name two of the three.
Okay, what's the. I got
so
it.
So three starters in 2024, all tied for the most number of games with 10 plus strikeouts with six individual games. Name two of those three pitchers.
Just another idiotic question.
This is
it's almost impossible to figure out.
This is a great question.
He's got to name three pitchers. Wow. He's got to get two of them right.
Correct. He just needs to name
And they
two.
Had 10 or more strikeouts six times.
Correct.
All right. Good luck, Jack.
Oh, man.
We're all counting
on
you.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Yeah, this is tough.
And this is tough for someone playing.
I'm going to say Chris Sale and...
Sale?
I don't know. I'm going to just pass this one to Chris.
Okay.
That's smart.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't know.
Chris, three pitchers, had 10 or more strikeouts six times last year.
Well, I like Sale. I'll go with that. I'll try Tarik Skubal of Detroit, and I'll try Zach Wheeler of Philadelphia.
All right.
Those are my three guesses. Did I get two?
Wow, Jack, you are the
winner. Well
Stay
done.
Right there, Jack. I'm going to get your information.
You
guys
are the six
got
people?
Chris Sale,
yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
The other two are very...
There, you said there was... Oh, okay.
The other two are kind of weird.
I thought you said there were six guys.
No, they did it six times.
Oh, okay.
Crochet.
Oh.
And Glasnow.
Tyler Glasnow.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
So
that's a win for you, Jack. Stay on the line. You will qualify for a chance to go see Alanis Morissette and spend some time in Vegas. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I just had something I wanted to talk about. Oh. Does anybody know who my favorite ball player is out there?
What sport?
He's even more arrogant than I expected.
What sport?
We'll explain after traffic.
Uh-oh, I don't like where this is going.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scraby and I are here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. We have a Big Five coming up shortly. Actually, at the bottom of the hour, Jack was the winner today of Chris versus the fans.
And for all you app people out there, I think I may have fixed it. Adam Klug gave me a call during the break. We did some technical work. Let us know if it worked, because the game got canceled. We have triggers in the system to turn things on and off.
Got it.
And we missed one of the triggers because of the game getting canceled.
So you weren't able to listen to us on the Odyssey app.
No.
Until now.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to all of those people. By the way, we mention it like once a week as a reminder. But, you know, if you don't know yet, and maybe not everybody knows, you can watch the show. Go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan, SD, or 93.73 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, when you search YouTube, you just go 97.3 The Fan, and it will bring it up.
It'll bring
up. At the top of the page, it will say live with a circle, and you click that.
Click that, and you can watch us do the show on YouTube. A lot of people choose to do that, and you get a lot more bang for your buck, frankly, because you get to see Scraby lose his mind half the time.
You know, people have said that the faces do help with the show, because whenever you guys say something crazy, I roll my eyes, and I don't even realize that I'm doing it, to be honest.
I know. So if you ever want to watch, you can please do that. I wanted to, there are 24 seconds left in this game out there. It's the West Coast Conference Women's Basketball Tournament, and USD Toreros are going to be eliminated here. They're trailing Pacific by 10 points with, like I said, 24 seconds to play. That means this is the end of the line for Cindy Fisher. Now, I never got to know Cindy Fisher, but doing the Aztec games, we competed against her quite often. And Cindy Fisher, the women's basketball coach at USD, 20 seasons there. And the record was awfully good for Cindy Fisher, 345 wins, 267 losses. So she was about 80 games over 500 in her career, won 345 games at USD, but she is not coming back next year. The Toreros this year struggled badly. They were 6-21, and so they're making a change. This is always the quote that goes along with these things. But said the USD athletic director, quote, Cindy has been an integral part of USD athletics for the past two decades. Stop me if you've heard this before, Scrape.
Stop.
Yeah, right. And we are incredibly grateful for her leadership, dedication, and impact on our women's basketball program. Stop. The next line, you've heard this as well. Quote, we wish her well in her next chapter. This isn't to look. You have to make changes from time to time. You have to, you know, maybe a new voice.
Yep.
Maybe Cindy Fisher just felt it was time.
Yep.
You know, we don't know all the ins and outs of this, but this in the world where we have to say politically the right thing all the time, these kinds of things kind of crack me up. I don't expect the athletic director to say, you know, Cindy's done a great job for 19 years, but this year, the whole
terrible
thing's gone up in smoke, and we've got to make a change. So I get why they say what they do, but it's still, it just rankles me a little bit, because you're actually firing somebody and complimenting them on the way out the door, and it just doesn't go together to me.
I have said this on the Scraby Show.
Have
this
you?
Has been a rant before,
okay,
because I read it. I read it the same exact way you did,
yeah,
where everything, it's a template. You can go find this thing. You could download it.
Right.
You could just put your little descriptors in there.
Just don't even say it, because
no,
we know you don't mean it.
If you, okay,
you just can somebody.
If you want to give someone a, I'd rather it be genuine than posting something just to post something. Right. If the athletic director came out and said, you know, it was a tough decision, but like also added some things that happened through the time that they were in, that they were working together.
Cindy Fisher did a hell of a job. This year didn't go well, but for 20 seasons, quite dedicated to the USD women's basketball program. And
We wish her the best.
We wish her the best in her next endeavor that we are quickly assigning her to.
Yes, exactly. That's the other thing. You don't wish me the best. You don't like me. You want me gone.
Right. If you wish me the best, I'd still be all right. That leads me to something else, and I'll leave out. I was going to talk about Juan Soto, but I'm going to leave Juan alone today. It's my Friday present to Juan Soto for the moment.
6:20. I got a Juan Soto segment because I saw him play a ball in the outfield yesterday, and we need to talk about it.
All right. You can do that on your show. I'll leave Juan alone today. But I went to doctor's appointment today, and you're going to like this rant.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you'd have the same one.
Okay.
And I've come up with what we all should now do forevermore when this happens to us.
Okay.
Here's what happened to me. Doctor's appointment. Go in there. Lori and I are sitting in the room.
Why are you guys together?
Because it was
a
we
joint
support
appointment?
Each other.
Oh, okay.
Support each other.
All right.
Is that a bad thing?
No, get off my back. I was just asking.
Well, I mean, you kind of came in hot there. Why'd you guys go together?
Well, I'm an unmarried single guy for my entire life. I never have gone to the doctor with anyone other than my mom.
All right. Well, we went because we support each other. Appointment was at 9:10. Clock reached 9:30.
Uh-oh.
And we're sitting in the room. And, you know, the first nurse comes in and goes, you know, checks your blood, checks your weight, the whole thing, whatever they do. And then the doctor will be right with you.
Mm.
That was at 9:07. At 9:10, there was no sign of the doctor. By 9:20, still no sign of the doctor. Now, this has happened to all of us, right? Not just me, not just you. Every person listening has had this happen where you're sitting there on the cold silver table waiting for the doctor to come in. And who knows what the doctor is doing. The doctor comes in. Correct me if I'm wrong. They always say, sorry about that. Got tied up with something. Appreciate your patience. They always say that they appreciate my patience.
Okay.
The next time this happens to me, I'm going to show them that I didn't appreciate the patience.
No.
And here's my idea.
Oh, no.
The next time a doctor comes in 20 minutes late like this, I'm going to pick up my phone. I'm going to call you. Or I'm going to call somebody I know. And when the doctor says they're ready to go, I'm going to talk into my phone and go, hang on a minute. I need to finish up this phone call, but I'll appreciate your patience.
It doesn't work that way.
Why not?
Because the doctor's busy.
So am I.
I know.
Wait a minute. Is my 20 minutes of time not as important?
Okay, 20.
That I had to sit there?
20 minutes is a bit long. 20 minutes is a bit long. I think like anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes is okay.
I wouldn't have thought of this if it was 5 to 10, but it was 20.
Okay, 20 minutes is a little bit long.
And my mind had a chance to run away with me.
Yeah.
It would be fantastic if one time I could say, doctor, thanks for coming in. I'll be right with you, but I got to finish this up. I appreciate your patience.
The doctor is not who I want to mess around with.
Because the doctor tells me every time that he or she appreciates my patience as if that's a way to hold me and appease me. Guess what? It didn't appease me. So I'm going to try the same line on the doctor. Appreciate your patience. I'll be finishing up this business deal. I'll be right with you, Doc.
Here's my retort.
Don't tell me you disagree with it. You retort this?
I can't believe
you're not with me 100% on this.
You can't be doing a business call because you were at the doctor, so you had already blocked that time out anyway.
Get out of here.
That's true. You weren't going to schedule a business call for anywhere in that hour.
You can do any call you want to at any time in this day and age. You know what
well,
I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, but you wouldn't actually have a business call.
I didn't schedule a business call at 9:10, but I did schedule one at 9:30 because I thought I'd be done with the doctor. I can't believe you're not agreeing with me. This is like the Seinfeld episode where the her phone rings in his house, and he picks it up, and the guy says, "Do you have a minute? I'm doing a survey on this, that, and the other." And Seinfeld says, "Yeah, but can I get your number?" And the voice on the other end goes, what do you mean? And Jerry goes, "Well, I don't have a minute right now, but can I call you at my convenience a little bit later on and bother you?" And the guy goes, "No." And Jerry goes, "Exactly." And he hangs up. That's my whole thing with the doctor. You can. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to try it on you.
See,
maybe you'll get the message. The 20 minutes was way too long. Does everybody disagree with me?
No. People are surprised that I'm not agreeing with you. And the reason I'm not agreeing with you is because when I go to the doctor, I just know that's going to happen. It's just part of going
doctor. 5 to 10 minutes is fine.
If you want to come and be a part of the Kaiser Permanente family, Chris, you can, because I haven't waited in a very long time, and I am not lying about that. All my shoulder surgery appointments, in, out, easy. Adam Paul said, a friend of mine actually did something similar to this. He said to the doctor that was about an hour late. Now, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'd say.
Do you appreciate my time? Because you didn't appreciate my time.
No. That's my point. It was funny because I told Lori while we were sitting there, I said, when he comes in, he's going to go appreciate your patience. And then that's exactly what he said. But I know he didn't appreciate my patience.
How do you know that? Let's call him.
Well, let's say we're going to call him and then call him in 20 minutes.
Oh, I see.
Big Five is next. Gwen and Chris rolls on. Finally a Friday. Thanks to everybody out there for being part of the show today. 4:37 is the time. Sorry, but I got something to do. So if you guys wouldn't all mind just sitting there for 20 minutes and waiting, I will appreciate your patience, but I will be back.
The things that you are dying for today.
It's the same thing.
The things that you are dying for today are very strange.
It's the same thing. If I asked everybody in the listening audience to wait 20 minutes while I went and took care of something, and there was just kind of dead air and nothing happening for 20 minutes, it would be unheard of.
Completely different industry.
Why?
Because we are paid to talk.
And a doctor's paid to doctor.
But he's doctoring other patients.
Fine, be a couple of minutes behind. 20 minutes. Scrape.
This has caused some problems on the chat. Everybody is against me on this one.
Of course they are. Because they've been there. They've been sitting on that cold silver slab of a table waiting for a doctor who's never going to arrive. It happens at almost every appointment you go to. Doctor, eye doctor, dentist, you name it, you wait. Why? Why is that automatic? Why is that acceptable? We do. We accept it. But why? I'm saying...
I don't have any arguments because you're not going to listen to them.
I've heard them. I don't like your
arguments
yet.
I have more arguments.
What are they?
I mean, it's just, you know, why don't you get the first appointment of the day if you're so concerned about waiting around all day?
You think the doctor shows up at work on time?
Most of the time... They open at 9. They have 4 patients. Those 4 patients have something weird happening. That adds another 10 minutes to it. Like, I understand that doctor's offices aren't exact sciences when it comes to appointment times. But I'm telling you.
You are believing incorrectly. By the way, we're going to have a carryover on the Big Five. You are believing incorrectly that the doctors are just working their butts off to get from client to client to client, patient to patient to patient. I don't buy that. I think they might have forgotten to tell the wife to pick up some milk on the grocery list. So they run into their office, pick up the phone. How are the kids? The dog okay?
Oh, yeah.
They pick up some milk. Sure. What's the hurry? I've already given them, society has already given them the okay to be 20 minutes late into my visit. So if they need to take care of something, take care of it.
I hate to tell you this, but in your age, you're going to be going to a lot more doctors. So
I'm so crazy today. I may have to go see one on the way home. The way it's been today. All right.
I think we need to say that 20 minutes is okay. But like
20 minutes, you're good
minutes,
with it?
30 minutes is crazy. I just get on my phone. I play games. I already schedule it into my time that I'm going to be waiting. I always give a doctor's appointment at least an hour.
When we're off the air. Because I don't want to share everything that the doctor's visit was all about today. I'm going to give you even a better reason why 20 minutes today was absurd.
Okay.
But
I think I kind of know. But
you probably do, but I'll tell you in...
I will say this. I won't say anything about that, but I will say that if there is something serious happening or something like that where you're waiting for news or tests or something like that, then I think you have to be on time.
Very good. All right, let's. People have been waiting 5 minutes now for traffic, and we've been
holding
them
up. This is your fault.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
That's my caveat, Chris. My caveat is definitely if you are there for results of something.
Right.
I think results are definitely, your time needs to be respected.
All right. Well, you're just telling me then that the doctor, you told me before the doctor doesn't have a choice but to be late because they're busy with patients. I'm telling you, if it was something that they needed to tell you, they would be on time, which means they do have the ability to be on time, just other times they're not.
You know, if I'm a doctor and I know that I'm delivering results that someone's waiting for, I'm going to let the person with the headache sit there for a couple minutes while I go deliver these results, and then I'll go deal with your headache.
All right.
I agree with that.
All right. On we go.
All right.
Number five.
Let's start with something so shocking I couldn't even comprehend it when I saw it. And Chris, this news has been out for nearly a month now, and I just came across it today.
All right.
Popular NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen may be headed to another network. I guess he's been having negotiations with his contract with the NFL Network. How old do you think he is, by the way?
38.
51.
Really? Looks darn good.
He looks like he's 38.
Yes, he does.
But I guess he's having negotiations, and the negotiations have stalled with the NFL Network, but there is another network that is pushing hard for Scott Hansen to be a face of their sports coverage, and that would be NBC.
And so we could lose Scott Hansen
off of Red Zone.
The NFL Red Zone.
Yes. So NBC really loved how he did the gold zone for them during the last Olympics, which was like a red zone for Olympics.
Right.
And they were like so impressed by him, because who's not impressed by Scott Hansen, that they want to make him the face of like Olympic coverage. So that was the news that rocked my world today. And my question for you, Chris, could anyone, would we ever accept anyone else?
Let me first react to the news that Scott Hansen could potentially not be on NFL Red Zone.
Yes. He became a horse?
No, I couldn't.
Logo.
I was trying to do that. Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst news I've ever heard. I mean, it honestly is. It's the worst news I've ever heard. Because, I mean, my Sundays, love the wife. But if it was my choice of 7 hours talking to her on Sunday or 7 hours of talking with Scott Hansen, I'd have to think about it, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Scott Hansen is my son. He's the everything to me.
He's
my
best friend on Sundays.
Yeah, I got to have this guy. So, that's bad news.
This is bad news.
Can somebody potentially fill the shoes? Potentially. But it's not going to be easy. Whoever does it, this is a. I'm gonna go a little nuts here. This is along the lines of taking Chick Hearn's place, calling Laker games.
I don't know about that.
This is like taking over for Vin Scully on the Dodgers.
It's not something you can just step in and do.
Yes, this is tough. Not just anybody is going to do.
No.
It's got to be somebody who's going to be really good at this.
So when they hire me for this job, I'm going to do weeks of practice.
You better practice.
Can you imagine me trying to keep things straight on Red Zone? It wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't happen at all. I can't imagine too many people really being able to do it. Like Trevor Denman's job. Like, that's tough.
Who's Trevor Denman?
He's the voice of Del Mar that retired yesterday.
Sorry. Yes, yeah. I knew that sounded familiar.
Right.
That would be tough, too.
Yeah.
Would we accept someone new? I guess we're forced into it, but I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't feel the same, but maybe like 3 weeks in, if the guy's good or gal is good, then we'd be okay. But I would like to see Scott Hansen, you know, get a boost in his career. Going to Olympic coverage for NBC would be huge for him.
You know what? It's funny. I got to root against it.
Okay.
Because I need him so much that I have to root against him.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I missed this, Chris, but I needed to bring it to our attention today because that was insane.
Yeah, that's got me down and out at the moment.
Number four.
Now, the UFL, the United Football League, their players continue to be unhappy with their financial situation, and the UFL reportedly isn't happy with the players' potential strategies for pushing back. Last night, Kevin Seifer of ESPN.com reported that players were threatened with release if they boycott the UFL's media days on Thursday and Friday. The report is based on accounts from three unnamed players, but one of those unnamed players said this, quote, they told us that the league had gotten wind of union organization. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is the report, and then we'll get to the player. They told us that the league had gotten wind of union organization against the media days, and that if anyone acted on that, they would be cut and considered to have acted with conduct detrimental to the league. He went on to say that VP of Football Operations Daryl Johnston has delivered this message to all eight coaches and also confirmed that this message is true. Now, UFL players also confirmed that. An anonymous player said, quote, it's coming from the top, and those people are making 10-plus times our salary. So it's frustrating to get that kind of pushback when we're trying to fairly negotiate, and they're saying, we can't budge. And if you try to take action, then we'll just cut you and move on. I mean, from the beginning, it's kind of been that we're just replaceable figures, and we don't feel like we are. So that's why we're in this situation. I'm up first. Do the UFL players have a legit gripe? No, they do not.
Ooh.
I want players to make money. I want players to be happy. But this is a choice, not a privilege. Or wait, this is a choice, not just something that's handed to you. It's a choice to play UFL football, and if you don't like how much you're paid, then you should go elsewhere. UFL football, you are replaceable players because it's a minor league football league. And I'm not really sure why these players are trying to tempt fate. Chris?
Scramby, you've just brought us back 60 years. With this take.
But UFL, like,
60 years ago, baseball owners told baseball players, here's how much you make. If you're not the right color, if you're not the right size, if you're not...
Said anything about that.
I know. I'll go back. But here's what you make, and don't bother trying to get on another team. Don't even ask. We don't trade you. You stay here. You make this, or you go home. That's how it used to be.
At the highest level, which is wrong because you're playing at the highest level. These guys are not playing at the highest level. If they were good enough, they wouldn't be in the UFL. It's the same thing with me in radio. You know, I had the choice to work in radio for years and years and years and years for nothing. And I did. I knew the risks. I knew what was at stake. I didn't go complaining about it every day or not show up to work.
I'm not going to be able to convince you, so move on.
Try.
I don't.
I think you secretly know I'm right.
Number three.
All right.
I mean, it's hard for me to, you know, I don't personally care about the UFL at this point, but I don't like to see people completely, utterly taken advantage of.
I don't want to see that either.
I think we should be past that. And the owners and the people who run the UFL that are making a ton of money probably should
how much money do you think the UFL brings in a year?
I don't know, but I'm sure that people aren't going to continue to run the UFL if they're going to lose a, you know, boatload of money.
Yes. All right.
Number three.
Draymond Green has a very successful podcast, and Draymond Green also says a lot of really questionable things. When the Warriors played the Knicks the other night, Knicks center Karl Anthony Towns did not play due to personal reasons. So Draymond went on his podcast to say Kat missed the game because of the presence of Jimmy Butler. The rumors were they had issues when they played together with the Timberwolves, and that was not the case. Kat actually missed the game because of the death of someone close to him. So Draymond addressed this and said he was just repeating what he had heard secondhand, and then he apologized. Chris, is this mistake a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
It's a little deal. It's a deal. Draymond spouts off about every single thing. And honestly, I've kind of started to tune him out.
Me too, a little bit.
You know, enjoyed Draymond's act. You know, I love to watch him play basketball most of the time. Not all the time, because he acts like a, you know, idiot on the court still, too. But yeah, it's funny because some guys get a voice and then they say things that are just controversial. And then they just keep saying things that are controversial, even when they have no backing at all. And people like to believe what they hear from somebody like Draymond Green. So, you know, I'm a little bit, it's a deal. You know, you really shouldn't say something about a guy unless you really know the reason that he didn't play, which he doesn't know.
Maybe I'm just angry today or something, but I think this is a big deal.
Big deal.
You can't just say that someone didn't play because they're afraid to face Jimmy Butler when that's not even close to being the truth.
Okay.
Like, I've said dumb things on the radio before, but I will fess up when I need to. Draymond did his little apology, but it was more of a, hey, I heard this from like other people, so don't really blame me type thing. But this is a big deal. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns lost someone very close to him, and Draymond's out there putting out rumors about his fellow player.
Yeah. Number two. So everybody buyer beware now on Draymond, right? I mean, if he says something, double check it before you react to it.
Good point. Yeah.
It's kind of gotten to that time.
Yeah. All right. Steph Curry last night made a ridiculous 38-foot three against the Nets with less than a second to go in the first half, and everyone had their jaw on the floor. You see this, Chris?
I did.
I'm going to take this in a different direction. I'm up first. If you could choose any player in NBA history to represent you in a game of horse, who you picking?
Any player?
Yes.
Okay. Who's first? You?
I'll go first.
Who do you
want? My immediate thought is Steph Curry, because he could shoot from anywhere on the floor.
He can basically go into the next gym and make a shot.
But he can't dunk. Okay. So what I'm going with, Kevin Durant. He has every part of that game.
All right. Durant's your horse player.
He's my horse player. What about you?
Kevin Durant would get his butt kicked by my guy, Pete Maravich. And if you don't believe
Pete Maverick?
Look up Pete Maravich's horse games, which there are YouTube videos of.
Really?
He could make shots that nobody could make because they can't do the things that Pistol Pete could do with a basketball. They just couldn't. They had one where Pete Maravich played Bob McAdoo, who at the time was a 35-point game scorer, leading the league every year. And Pistol Pete just did stuff that Bob McAdoo could not do. Bob McAdoo was like helpless. And there's a whole YouTube video of the whole thing.
It's like a broadcast.
Yeah, it was a halftime show, I think, of an NBA game.
Wow.
Pistol Pete was the greatest handler of the basketball anyone's ever seen. Steph Curry's pretty good. But I'm gonna take.
Think Steph Pete would beat Steph?
I do, because I think Pete could still do. Pete can do things that I've never seen anyone else do with a basketball.
All right, I didn't know you were gonna have an answer.
So that
could
be part of his horse game. He would do the move and then make the shot. Well, you could never even get to making the shot because you couldn't do the move.
That is interesting.
That was Pete.
All right, well, if I ever get asked this question again, I'm going to use him instead of Kevin Durant.
I've recommended this before. I'll recommend it again. If you have a few minutes or in half an hour, just look up YouTube videos of Pete Maravich. It's totally worth your entertainment. That's how good he was with the ball. We done?
We do have number one, but it's not that important, so we can do it later.
All right, we got a happy hour on a Friday, so that's something. It's next.